The proposed 76ers project to build a new basketball arena is supposed to be an economic engine. There are many steps remaining before it could be a reality in Philadelphia's Market East Corridor, which lines up with Chinatown. This morning, we look at the city's Market East District, past and present, with Plan Philly's Aaron Mozell. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Jen.
Aaron, let's familiarize our listeners with the footprint of Market East.
Sure. Yeah, so the Market East Corridor is directly south of Chinatown, and this is where, you know, the Reading Terminal is located as well. And it includes the stretch of Market Street, basically east of Philadelphia City Hall, that's going towards the Delaware River. So generally from City Hall to about 5th Street, the area where the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall, all that good stuff is located. And then depending on who you're talking to, this part of Philly extends to at least the next block south of Market Street and in some cases beyond that.
Okay. And Market East is home to a lot of businesses, a lot of attractions, as you mentioned.
Right. Closer to City Hall, there are a lot of retail and restaurants. This is where the Fashion District Mall is located. Farther down, there are government buildings like the Federal Courthouse. And then, as we mentioned, tourist attractions like the Liberty Bell. So it's a pretty, honestly, disjointed stretch in terms of use, which some real estate experts point to actually is one of the reasons why Market East is underutilized in a lot of ways. It has a bit of an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, leading into the 50s and 60s, this stretch of Market Street was considered Philadelphia's very busy, attractive retail hub. And you can still see some of those old great buildings that mark an era of that prosperity, that widely popular shopping day and age and activities.
Yeah, it was booming. It was home to a group of premier department stores, collectively known as the Big Six. You had Strawbridge and Clothier and Wanamaker's and Gimbel's, and they were all there along with a lot of other shops and hotels as well. But then, you know, people started moving out of the city to the suburbs as, you know, work moved there, companies moved there or overseas. And, you know, they took their retail dollars with them. Eventually, the Big Six department stores either changed ownership or closed, and that had a real impact on the future of that stretch.
Yeah, I'm following you. And since then, people have tried to revitalize the area.
A lot of people, right? There was the Gallery, which preceded the Fashion District. There was the Pennsylvania Convention Center, among others. But, you know, despite all the millions that have been poured into this area over the years, it's never completely rebounded, particularly Market Street itself. I should say, in recent years, the neighborhoods directly north and south of the corridor have flourished, like places like Midtown Village, that's sort of immediately south of Market Street, closer to City Hall. A lot of restaurants and, you know, neighborhood-affiliated businesses.
Market East, this is where the Sixers want to build their new arena.
Right. Specifically, they hope to take over a third of the Fashion District Mall, which runs a total of 3 blocks. We still don't have a lot of details about the project beyond its location, which is between 10th and 11th Streets. We know the price tag, about $1.3 billion with a B, and it's projected to hold about 18,000 people and would operate about 150 days a year between basketball games and other events like concerts. By comparison, the Wells Fargo Center operates more than 200 days a year, just for a little context.
Aaron, in your recent reporting for Plan Philly, what are people saying about the impact this project could have on the fortunes of Market East?
Yeah, if you talk to real estate experts and private developers, including, you know, the team behind the arena proposal, 76 Dev Corp, they say an arena could have a big impact on Market East, that it could really bridge the gap that other projects and other developers have tried to cover for years now. The idea is that a development of this size and scope would naturally attract other investment and, you know, overall just really breathe new life into the corridor.
Now, if you talk to those who are opposed to the arena, including residents and businesses in nearby Chinatown, there is much more opposition and division.
That's right. You know, they will say also that the arena will have a big impact on the neighborhood, but not a good one. You know, their fear is that it will gentrify the area, displace residents and businesses, and basically lead to the end of Chinatown, which has been around for 150 years. You know, one critic I spoke to said the kind of economic development spurred by the arena would really only benefit billionaires and not really anyone living in the city.
Aaron, what still has to happen for the arena to become a reality?
Yeah, the project is still years away from becoming a reality. The team hopes to move into the new arena in 2031, which is when its lease expires at the Wells Fargo Center down at the sports complex in South Philly. But before demolition can start, the team needs zoning. There's a variance specifically for arenas that would come down to a member of Philadelphia City Council introducing legislation. And before that happens, the Sixers say they want to have a community benefits agreement in place that's a legally binding agreement that could be worth up to $50 million, could include things like money for improving public safety, supporting small businesses, affordable housing, and it would remain in place for at least 30 years. So at this point, it's expected that those two things won't be accomplished until sometime this coming fall, if they are accomplished at all, I should say. So we'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, good talking to you, Aaron. Aaron Mozell is a WHYY reporter on the Plan Philly team covering housing and community development. You can read his article on whether the 76ers arena could completely transform Market East. Go to WHYY.org and then click on the Plan Philly tab. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.